Let's do some meltdown, shall we?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
I don't have a meltdown, William. I did, but wow. I did it yesterday. And it's not nearly as good as the one that you have. And I'm going to mention Ryan Baker said his meltdown is on parents freaking out about the rising numbers and blaming the school board for it. And if you're worried about it, just take your kids out and homeschool them and shut the F up.
Yeah, seriously. You ain't wrong. Smokey420 said he had one, but I don't know if he's calling in or what.
Let's see. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, it's Ed.
Who?
Teddy or Teddy. I think you call me Teddy once.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Is this Will?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Will, man. I just talked to you the first time. Yeah, I'm a fan. Hey, listen, I just want to bring up, why don't girls call more often? I'll articulate it in a better way. But I think you need some women to call, 18. Well, I don't understand. We need some women to call the show, right?
Why? Sure. Why? They need to be at home making dinner and doing the dishes. But they need to be done.
Okay, well, why they're doing the dishes,
bro. I don't want to distract them from their duties. That laundry better be folded and better be starched and smell like Snuggle when our gentlemen get home.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, buddy. But we can't force these broads to call, you know?
We get ladies that call.
Oh, man, we're number one with women on the whole station.
You can't force them for sure, but I mean, you got to at least, in a low key way, say, hey,
maybe drop a roofie in their drink, right, gentlemen?
Yes. Eddie, can I ask why you're passionate about this specific issue?
Yeah, you perv.
Because I listen to the station all the time. I think that's what you're missing, actually.
Oh, okay.
And are they scared to call the show? I don't get it.
No. Yeah.
I don't disagree with you. But we do have lady callers.
Yeah.
We got Carmen. We got Diane.
Hold on. There's a lady on the other line. All right, bye. Johnny B. Show, how can we help you?
What's going on, Johnny B?
There she is. What's up, Alex?
Alexa.
What's going on, Johnny B?
Nothing. Did you hear about Dak Prescott?
Don't give me no bad news.
No, big news came out today. They said he sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, bitch.
Johnny B, you're horrible.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say, man, you guys do a fantastic job.
Thanks, man.
And I just want to say, bro, I was hearing you whenever you're covering for Roger and JP.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I appreciate you doing with Will Coons, holding it down against Monica to get the vaccine, because I'm one of those who don't want the vaccine and who's not going to get it.
You're going to prison for 5 years, buddy.
What do you mean? I'm not going to prison.
You're going to prison for 5 years, you murderer.
I won't survive in there, Johnny.
I know. You're too pretty, man. Don't go to prison, buddy. Don't do it.
Hey, Johnny B, you guys are fantastic, man. Keep up the good work.
All right, man.
Bro.
Take care, pal. You're the man.
Go Cowboys.
Dak Prescott sucks. All right, there you go. Oh, he got me.
Got it in.
All right, let's get back to you. Sorry.
All right, so my meltdown this week, I'm looking through. I do my best to try to stay off social media during the weekend. It just doesn't work, though.
So bad.
And I'm looking at this viral clip of football's back.
Yeah.
And that means people are back in stadiums, and people are drinking beers, and there was a fight at the Rams game, I believe.
Well, here's the thing. They share a stadium. So when they play the Chargers, which they did in a preseason game, that is a recipe for a lot of fights to happen, because it's going to be a mix of Rams and Chargers fans.
Now, there was one guy in an Aaron Darnold jersey who just got mollywopped by four or five dudes in front of him.
Yeah.
And I went, that's funny. And it kind of moved on from there. What an idiot. Then today I'm looking through Dallas Braden, former MLB pitcher. I think he's a podcaster now. And I think he used to play for the Rays, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Definitely played for the Athletics. He had another angle of this. Now, it looked like in the video that I saw originally that cooler heads were starting to prevail a little bit. It looked like the altercation.
There was a lot of barking, but not a lot of biting.
But it was slowing down a little bit. All of a sudden, this woman, who is, I guess, with the guys in front, decides to pick things up a notch. She decides it's time for things to happen. Now, meanwhile, she has no penalty. She has no repercussions for this act because she's a woman.
And she's also behind a wall of dudes.
And she's behind a wall of dudes. She chucks a soda at the guy in the Aaron Donald jersey. I could not
After he turned his back and was like pretty much done, she hits him in the back.
And then it goes to a melee because Aaron Donald guy can't let that fly.
No.
He has to retaliate at that point. And it wasn't even the guys he was retaliating against. It was this stupid fat bitch.
Yeah.
A few rows ahead.
What an ugly lady.
Ladies, you've got to stay out of this stuff. Do not get involved. I'm not berating women here, but I mean, you're going to get us killed.
Yeah.
Ladies, you're going to get us killed with this stuff. You got to stop getting involved in physical altercation. And especially starting it. Making it happen. I was mortified to see this. And it's a shame. This guy got beat up because of this stupid bitch. She might not even been with these guys. I don't know.
I don't know if she was or not.
You can watch it on my Twitter feed. @home_made_man. I mean, this is just crazy. And I was curious, you know, to see because how many times this happens where your girl gets you in trouble?
And you have to defend her honor sometimes.
Or she instigates a fight.
Yeah.
Now, I've heard of, you know, women that do this, well, that will instigate a fight because it turns them on.
Yes.
It makes them all horny to watch their guy fight, which
is,
man, that's a whole other can of worms there. But, you know, if there's anybody, I want to take calls on this.
Yeah.
If your girl's ever gotten you in trouble picking fights with dudes, call in, 727-579-1025.
Even better, knock out two birds with one stone. We had that caller saying not a lot of women call. If you're a woman that has either purposely or, you know, just by chance in the heat of a moment got your man in a scrap, we'd like to hear from you, too, because it does happen. Now, Zane's mom would do that back in the day because, you know, this is a young Johnny B in his 20s. And I ran a pretty rough bar. So I would scrap once in a while if I had to. But whether she had confidence in me or not, man, she would talk smack to people in these rough redneck bars and go, "Oh, you got a problem? My man will whip your ass." And I'm like, "Oh, God damn, lady. Like,
you're going to get us killed.
You're going to get me shanked." She did that. There was dudes from Six Mile Creek, Will. And I know you don't know the neighborhood, but it's in eastern Tampa area, right? And it's a rough area. People from Six Mile Creek will stab you in church. They don't care. They're crazy people, right? There was like five of them. And she's like, "Oh, you got something to say?" Because one of them said something like under their breath about her. You know, she was kind of a chubby girl at the time. She's like, you got something to say? Why don't you say it to my boyfriend?" And I was like, "God, man, lady, now why?" Now, I mean, I had my bouncers working for me and stuff like that, but why put me in a situation to fight crazy people?
It probably got her horny.
Yeah, I did make a baby with her. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right, dude. I see it all the time where girls will talk smack and a guy has to fight for her.
Butt out, ladies. Just let the guys handle it.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, what's up, dudes?
Hey, Fritz.
Yeah, I was in an altercation one night over a chick.
Yeah.
She instigated it.
Did you kill
her? I was seeing this chick, and then I was working at a bar. It was New Year's night, and she dumped me. She showed up with this other guy.
Oh, that.
Yeah, and so I'm sitting there with a buddy of mine at the bar, and they're sitting at a table. So I'm throwing lemon slices over their way.
So you started it. You were throwing, she brought a guy in, and you were throwing lemon wedges at him?
Well, no, but listen, this guy came up to the bar to get some drinks, and he walked right into me and jostled me.
Oh, jostled.
You know, yeah.
Whoa.
I'm like, dude, really?
Back
you
off
don't
your
know
what
you're messing with. Yeah. So then they're over there kissing at 12 o'clock.
What a whore.
And that, I know. By then, I'm drunk and pissed. But
hold on. By the way, great word. I just Googled the definition of jostle.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually says to contact
or into collision, or to make one's way by pushing and shoving. Wow. Mm. Perfect word.
Good word.
Yes.
Yeah, good job, dude.
Yeah, that's what this punk did to me. And believe it or not, I do have a pretty good IQ, dudes, but I might not sound like it most times. I heard myself on the replay last night. I sound like a total asshole, but...
Well, you sound like you've had a head injury, but, I mean, look, it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Jim Beam. But anyhow, so I walk over, right? And now, this is at an Italian restaurant, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's the New Year's Eve party. My boss is, you know, open bar, and he's hosting, and his family's there. And this guy, I had enough of it. I walked over, and I grabbed him by the throat.
Wow.
And I reared my fist back.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was about to punch him in the face, and... my boss grabbed me and threw me out of the bar, and I wasn't allowed to drink there for a month.
Wow.
So,
well, there you go.
Yeah, so,
proof that women start fights.
Yeah, well, but then, now check it out, dudes. She came back to me and said, man, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's what she wanted.
Made her horny.
Yeah. Did you bang her again?
Yep. Oh, we were together for 6 years after that.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Way to go.
So, yeah, it just goes to show you, man. Chicks get excited over that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, not me, man. I think Leah's smarter than that. Leah don't want me to... She don't want me to have to die over, you know... Yeah, it's not sexy when your man's dead.
Well, hopefully, you know, I mean, you know, we tend to mature... A little bit, hopefully.
Yeah, right? I don't get a lot of jostling happening to me, you know, at this age.
Well, even if I got jostled now, I'd still probably get really mad.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I just wanted to share that story, dude.